From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Former PNP member gunned down in Jamaica. We ask, what does this mean in the current climate of political and armed violence? The inclusion of food and medicine in the U.S. embargo against Cuba is being challenged, and the prospect of violence in St. Lucia's forthcoming general election, we examine that prospect. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A former PNP member gunned down in Jamaica, that story in a minute, but first, the prospect of violence. The inclusion of food and medicine in the U.S. embargo against Cuba is being challenged by research undertaken by the American Association for World Health. The association intends publishing its findings in a 300-page report next week. Ken Richards reports.
The American Association for World Health describes itself as an independent, non-governmental organization and a leading disease prevention health promotion organization in the United States. Prompted by the tightening of the U.S. embargo since 1992, the AAWH launched a study on the impact of U.S. policy on the health of the Cuban population. Over 12 months between 1995 and 1996, a multidisciplinary research team traced the implications of embargo restrictions on healthcare delivery and food security in Cuba. The organization cites as an example of embargo-imposed hardships cases of nurses and physicians having to repeatedly puncture and search for new veins in young children at a hospital cancer ward in Havana. The association says lack of access to things like Implantafix manufactured in the U.S. and subject to the embargo creates such situations and cause Cuban children added pain and suffering.